Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. I hope you're having a good time wherever you may be in the world, as I know that we have 72 countries at last count listening in. So big shout out to New Zealand, UK, Singapore, Hong Kong. I know a lot of listeners there also. The Australians, can't forget you guys and girls, and the US. I mean, look, we just got so many different countries. I can't name them all, but a big thank you for everybody supporting the show. It's been a great success. I'm having a good time here in New York. I've got to be honest, though, I am tired. God damn, this city drains you. Man, I remember when I was younger, I lived in London. I was like, right, I'm going to do 2 years in London. I'm going to do 2 years in New York. And then I'll be like, yeah, you know, the whole saying of if I can make it, my thoughts were if I can make it in London, I can make it in New York. I'll come back with a bunch of ideas. The confidence will be slapped around, failed enough that I'll actually probably have a relatively good shot at making something of my life and doing something all right. And the thing that happened was this, you know, sometimes you make the best plans, but they don't actually come out the way that you think they will. It's pivoting, it's changing, it's adapting, whatever you want to call it. Mine was called love. I fell in love 2 months before I left London, went back to London and stayed there for another 4 years. So thanks for that, darling. We now have two kids who I dearly miss. Oh, goodness me. I tell you what, being away from your kids, when you're with them, you're like, oh, I just want to get away. And then when you're away from them, you just want them back in your life. So I'd say, yeah, it's a funny situation there. But, yeah, look, I've had a great time so far here. It's been a really, really good time. It's pouring outside. And, yeah, it is what it is. What I want to do today is two things, right? First and foremost is just give you a little run through verbally of where we're at with the top 10 and then run through a little bit more from there. So sit back, relax, and get ready to go. I had a bit of a down day today, went and ran around the consensus myself without having to interview too many people. Actually, one of the people that I did interview on the fly was a bloke by the name of Andrew, who's got a big mining operation out of Canada. Now, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast or the channel and my tradercob.com website, then you should go and do that right now, because I'll tell you what, this is a different angle with this particular guest. He's a miner, and it was a really great conversation. The business that he has, the truth I'll tell you is that it's the best, most simple business in crypto with very good profit margins. If that doesn't get your attention, then you're probably not listening. Let's go through the market right now. We do now have a lower low. We have a lower high on the daily and a lower low. It's not a significant lower low, but it is there. There's no doubt about it. And we are looking likely to head down towards that 8,000 level. And I'm talking about Bitcoin here, obviously, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm not going to be too interested in trading it just yet, but I tell you one thing. For those of you who are on my Market View subscription, jump across there if you haven't already. And you know, there's a potential shorting opportunity on Bitcoin Cash. And for those of you who have been on the show for a while or have been a member of mine for a while, you remember the Bitcoin Cash trade earlier in the year. I think it was February, March, which I'm not sure if it was that trade or the EOS Bitcoin trade that's been the best of the year so far. They're both sort of vying for that position, but potentially another good opportunity here. And I like Bitcoin Cash over Bitcoin because Bitcoin does have a little bit of support there. So not looking very good there on Bitcoin, not a great downtrend. $8,000 certainly on the cards for the moment. Now, don't forget, today was the last day of consensus, and a lot of people have been talking about a run after consensus. You guys know for a fact, from my point of view, I don't care what everyone else is saying. I'm reading the markets and seeing what is, not what may be, and not what people think. I don't care what people think. I talk to people about their opinions. I am interested in their views, but I will never execute a trade based on somebody's information. I always back myself. On Ethereum now, we're just sort of sitting sideways. We have a potential lower high, but we're so far away from those lower lows, it's really not doing anything, not having any interest at all. Same with Ripple. The 64 cent support is there. We tested it earlier on in the week, or sorry, end of last week. We are approaching that 64 cents again, but nothing too much of an issue. Bitcoin Cash, as I have said, has broken down through a support level. And currently, with Bitcoin Cash, we are in a downtrend with lower lows and lower highs. And that's the reason why I like the look of this potentially for an opportunity to the short side, looking at a Bitcoin breakout trade potentially setting up. But it's not there yet, and we are stalking that closely. Stalking means not necessarily a trade there right now, but it may set up. So you need to do your own research, follow the rules, and make your own decision. Litecoin needs to break down through the low of 131.30 before we've got a lower high and then get confirmed lower low for the downtrend. If you have a look at EOS, it is trending lower, but there's nothing of interest. It's just having a bit of a pullback. And that's fine, EOS. You can do that. You've had a big run lately. Cardano, and I'm talking about against the dollar here. And why am I talking about against the dollar? Because against the dollar, we're looking at a very stable currency for the time being. A lot more stable than Bitcoin for now. So it gives a better representation of the value of that token because dollar remains relatively stable compared to crypto markets. So we are seeing these tokens dropping. Cardano down 3.62%, needs to break down through a low of 23 cents. Then we have a downtrend. We're looking at Lumen next, and Lumen's got a long way to those lows and a big bit of support there around that 30 cent area. Actually, that level is very, very strong at 30 cents. We may actually see a bounce in there. We might even see a higher low. But for now, we see nothing worthwhile trading. NEO's been pretty uninspired for quite some time. However, if we do see a breakdown through 58.33, we will have a new lower high and lower low, and that's significant. Finally, IOTA, pretty messy, pretty sideways, pretty uninterested. The only one out of the top 10 that I am interested in is Bitcoin Cash. Yeah, it's not really got a lot going on right now out there in the marketplace, guys. It is a good time to be educating yourself, learning about what's going on, listening to the podcast, watching the interviews, and sucking up like a sponge as much as you possibly can. But always, guys, always make your own decisions. One of the things that I've noticed after speaking to a lot of the guests across the board at these events that I've been at within the Consensus and New York Blockchain Week is that people are very bullish the market. You know that. I've been telling you that, right? But they're also saying you've got to know what you're up to. They're also saying the market or the space, it needs to grow up. And that's not an insulting thing to say. They're not saying it from a point of, nah, 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 nah. They're saying it from a position of, you know, we've just got to sort of step up. Yes, you may have made some good money if you got in last year. I mean, if you got in this time last year in the markets, then you will undoubtedly be up, unless you invested just really stink. If you got very unlucky, basically, if you were like, I want to say, a turkey and a hurricane. What's the difference between a turkey and a hurricane? I don't know. I'm usually pretty good at analogies, but I'm tired. I can't think of anything. But if you were in early last year, you've probably done very, very well. You're probably in a lot of profit. Well, guess what? The market is adapting, and that means you do too. When we've got such an emerging market, such a phenomenal and changing space, you need to change with it. You need to keep up, and the only way to keep up is by putting the effort in. Now, I can't make you put the effort in, guys. I am your Trojan horse into the inside of the big dogs in this place, the people that are the experts, the people that are at the forefront paving the way for this industry to learn and grow up. I've got the people that are doing a lot of good in the space, from the fund managers to the tech guys, all the way through to the miners. We've got the whole lot covered, guys, but I need you to invest in yourself. Are you willing to learn, or are you just hoping to be a turkey in a hurricane? Don't be the lad. Get on to TraderCobb.com. Have a fantastic day, and I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.